slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, we step out of the time machine into the year of 1944. What were things like on the coast side back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, free movie tickets with war bond purchases. The owner of the Half Moon Bay Movie Theater announces that he will give free movie tickets to those that purchase war bonds on February 1st. What do you do when your friends are flying and fighting at the war? Well, if you're left behind because your friends are away in the service doing their war jobs, the government has a suggestion for you. Well, if you are a woman, why not join the WACS, the Women Army Corps? According to a press release, the Army needs your help, so see any Army recruiter right away. And Moss Beach gets a new water main. Homes and schools have been left waterless for several days. A temporary water shortage was caused by a connection of a new main and the water lines by the Navy, and in order to end the water, a reoccurring shortage, they have fixed the problem. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Hi, folks. Of course, we have to talk about the tragic ongoing fires in our state. It's hard to grasp the magnitude, even though we've been exposed to many closer fire disasters over the years. It creates such a helpless feeling for thousands who have lost their homes and everything they own. I was feeling this strongly when the opportunity walked through my pub doors last week. A long-time regular came in and mentioned the Coast Guard planes are making daily drop-off flights from San Jose, and they are collecting clothing and items. His name's Anton. He's been so busy. We had so many of you folks drop off things that we could deliver down to the fire victims down there. Thank you so, so much. Let's hope that we don't have to put up with this around here anytime soon. I remember a few years back. Here's an interesting comparison. Scope of the fire damage provided by Harry, one of our customers, as of January 9th. Of course, these numbers are still increasing, but as of the 9th, 29,053 acres have burned. That's 45.4 square miles. Half Moon Bay is only 6.4 square miles. So it's a few days ago that equaled 7 Half Moon Bays, and the number keep rising. Let's keep calm and pray on for those folks. On another sad note, we lost a Coastside legend last week, Mr. Tom Manitis of the famous Tom and Pete's Produce Stand. He was truly a good man. Our city council will be honoring him at the next city council meeting, and also our board of supervisors will be honoring him at next Tuesday's meeting as well. 1944, the beginning of 1944, sees the continuation of World War II in Europe and the Pacific. The American war effort is full swing, turning out tanks, planes, and ships. Due to the number of men overseas, more women are called on to help in manufacturing, and a total of 18 million women are now employed. Due to shortages, America sees its first rationing. Due to shortages in copper, the United States 1 cent coin is struck in steel. The war is turning in favor of the Allies as the Italian and German forces surrender in North Africa. However, in Budapest, Hungary, where the Nazis are in control, more than 2,000 citizens are sent to concentration camps. With so many men in the service, even professional sports is affected, and the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League is created. How much do things cost in 1944? The average wages of $2,400 a year. Buy a house for $3,500 or rent one for $50 a month. Loaf of bread is 10 cents. A gallon of gas with your ration card is 15 cents a gallon. Popular films include Heaven Can Wait, Lassie Comes Home, and The Titanic. Listening to the dancing to the music is a different American's favorite pastime. This single was hit twice in 1944 by two different performers. Here's Johnny Mercer's number one, and 3 months later, Louis Jordan also made it to number one with G.I. Jive.
PFC to CPL, SGT the LT, CP the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts dress with a bugle blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a G.I. jive. Rootily toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Arrivoot, after you wash and dress, more or less. You go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or read. If you're a BVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. It's just a G-I jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're BFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you KP on the QT. Then you'll go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the GI jive.
Here's another recording performed by multiple artists. This one is at the top. Here's Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with vocal refrain from Frank Sinatra. Here's I'll Be Seeing You.
Seeing you.
From the KHNB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.